Live at ATIA 2010, this is Michael Offer, Sarah Talk, and I'm speaking with Nigel Wallace. This is Inclusive TLC. What do you do here? You got some special hardware, special interfaces.
We do. We do alternate input systems. So for people who can use the standard keyboard and mouse, we have alternates with joysticks, trackables, large keyboards, and switch access for people who need to access purely by pressing the switch and give them access to the computer that way.
Okay, so it is pretty much switch-based. It's not there's no kind of eye movement or any of the mouth devices like the quadriplegics might use.
Okay. No, it's just switches. It can either be single switches or two switches, so you provide scanning systems so they can scan through and make choices, but just using either one or two switches.
Oh, so it'd run through a menu of options.
Yes.
So what is your primary market here?
The primary market for the software is really the severe and profound end of special needs. People who are just learning early concept, cause and effect, or starting to make simple choices on the computer.
Might this be also for stroke victims, or these are really people who have already come into this with learning disabilities? Or
The software is more geared towards people with learning disabilities, but some of the input devices would obviously be beneficial for somebody who develops motor problems later on.
Okay, so this can be used at any age. It's more of a need factor,
the
type of disability.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you talked software. What do you have now on the hardware side?
On the hardware, like I say, we have a range of mouse alternatives, from joysticks, trackables, and also adaptive keyboards, so large keys.
Like large keys or one-handed designs, or anything like
large
that?
Large key keyboards and with key guards, so for somebody who doesn't have the fine motor skill to just isolate and hit an individual key, they can rest their hands totally on top of the keyboard without making accidental presses, and then just poke the fingers through the holes to select the keys that they need.
Oh, interesting design. That might help me. Got a fumble finger sometimes, you know. I tend to get too many letters capitalized and crazy things like that. So, now the tracker balls I've always found interesting. I kind of like the larger ones, and now that we're getting into touch screen and the ability for mice to talk, even blind folks might benefit from some of these larger, nice track balls.
Right.
So what are we talking about here in terms of price?
Well, they range from around $80 through to $400. Depends on the features and capabilities that are required.
Is there anything special needs to be installed, or do these devices plug and play pretty much? HID, I guess, the human interface?
Yes, they're all USB devices, and they just use the standard computer driver, so there's no software installation. You just load and go.
And you are based in the UK, am I correct on that?
I'm based in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Originally from the UK, and the parent company office is in the UK.
That's what I thought. I thought I looked at your website, but sometimes when I guess, I put my foot in my mouth deep. But you don't sound like you're from NC, my friend.
No.
Well, very good. Why don't you give your website, maybe a phone number if you like, so folks can pursue this further.
Okay, well, the website is www.inclusivetlc.com. And the phone number is 704-243-3622.
All right, Nigel Wallace with Inclusive TLC. Thank you, sir. This is Michael Off at ATIA 2010 for Cerro Talk and SamNet Radio.